I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You, a fond look at the animals we love to hate. I seem to dislike soft-bodied insects for some reason. One of them that just...
That's very strange, Steve. We should probably do a show just on that.
I think that maybe it's because if it's a hard-bodied insect, it's contained. They don't... They don't squish quite the same way. But one of them...
That makes no sense at all.
Well, maybe to you it doesn't. It's like silverfish.
Oh, silverfish. They're interesting. I admit that it's unpleasant to find them in your home because that means they're more than likely nibbling on something you value. But silverfish can be pretty common, and usually we're unaware of them until we find one trapped in a sink or a bathtub. They get their name silverfish because their bodies are covered with scales, just like moths and butterflies are covered with scales, and they tend to be very shiny. In Namibia and other English-speaking parts of the world, they call silverfish fish moths.
Fish what?
Fish moths, because they're shiny and scaly like a fish, and they're scaly like a moth. We have less than 20 species of silverfish here in North America. Quite a few of them are European imports, but we do have some native species that are found only in mammal nests, or they're strictly associated with ants or termites.
Well, they seem to be emblematic to me of decay.
Well, they're feeding on little starchy bits, and if you have crumbs or flour or bits and pieces of food that's accumulated over the ages in the corners of your drawers that you haven't cleaned out in a while, that's the place you're going to find them. Usually they're in the dark. And one of the ways of trying to get rid of them is to move things around a lot, open things up, air things out. In high numbers, they'll also go after the starch and the glue and book bindings, and they can be a serious pest in antiquarian book collections.
That's why I associate it with decay or something, and it just seems like they always would show up in antiquated and decrepit bathrooms.
I find them under tree bark occasionally.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Outside?
Oh, yeah. Not always. The most familiar ones are found with humans or nearby human habitation, but every once in a while I'll be out and about and peel off some old bark off a log or a stump and find a few. Silverfish are interesting in terms of their development in that once they reach the adult stage, they continue to molt or shed their exoskeleton. They don't get larger, whereas most other insects, once they reach the adult stage, that's it. They don't grow anymore. They don't molt anymore.
That's one of the things I've been meaning to ask you about soft-bodied insects is they get their support from an exoskeleton.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's very thin and fragile, isn't it?
For soft-bodied insects, the exoskeleton is largely made up of what we call an arthrodial membrane, which is highly folded, but it's still exoskeleton, still primarily chitin. As their bodies fill up with food or eggs or fluid, that highly folded membrane unfolds, yeah. And it allows them to expand without having to shed the exoskeleton entirely.
Well, do they store silverfish at Fort Knox?
No, only goldfish.
Goldfish. Dr. Art Evans is the author of the National Wildlife Federation Field Guide to Insects and Spiders of North America and of What's Bugging You. You'll find photos, audio, and a link to Art's blog at ideastations.org/radio/bugs.